morning, good morning, good morning. You are on with Leonette and Monica.
Partners in time.
And today is Wednesday, February the 18th, 2015. And here we are halfway through the second month of the year already. That's bananas, isn't it?
Always. It's blowing by. Yeah.
And what's so great is that this is our first call after our amazing time in Las Vegas that we're going to tell you guys about a little bit later. But we got some time to shine out there, which which is always our goal. Our goal is to shine peace,
love, harmony,
light,
and positivity
on
each and
everyone that we come in contact with.
And that's why they call us
Partners
in Shine.
There we go. So
while we were
in Las Vegas, I'm just going to say, okay, I always hear that the West Coast is the best coast, right? And I got a little bit of time. I do, yeah. I got a little bit of time to understand why they love it so much. Because it was February, and it was the mid-70s out there. Like, it felt amazing.
Yes, it was. You're right. You're right.
And here we are a week later, and we just had the big snow, right? It was 9 degrees here on Sunday. It was kind of crazy.
I hear you, but everybody needs snow. I don't know if I agree with the West Coast being the best coast. I have to say it out there.
Okay.
It's a nice rhyme. but I love the East Coast as well. We get a little bit of everything. The good thing is it snows, but the snow does go away at some point. So
it does. And the cold weather kills off the germs. And
there you go.
There's a reason that God sets it up the way that he does. I understand.
And why he put us here.
exactly. So I have to give a little shout out. My oldest sister, her birthday is actually tomorrow. So I am giving my wonderful sister, Jewel Brown, a happy pre-birthday shout-out.
Happy birthday, Jewel!
She is a jewel. Bless her heart. She is a precious stone. So convention.
We had a phenomenal time. Phenomenal.
It was a roller coaster ride of higher and higher emotion as it went on, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Yes.
We had a chance to release some phenomenal things for not only our clients, but even our listeners. Just the amount of education and the amount of products and services to kind of help take them to the next level. But the most exciting and literally heartfelt thing that happened while we were there was we got a chance to see the winners of the scholarship.
Yes.
So for our listeners that have been listening to us, our company has a foundation called the Youth Financial Literacy Foundation. And the mission of this foundation is to educate young people from the ages of 8 to 18 on the matters of personal finance. However, the goal is also to assist them in going to college because we know that it costs a whole bunch of money, right, to pay for tuition.
Yes.
So this year our company gave out $50,000 in scholarships to high school seniors and college freshmen. And just to see the amount of people and what they the questions they answered, the essays they did, out of all the people that applied, you know, these people were the best of the best,
Yes.
So if you could kind of go into that, Monica, because I know that's near and dear to your heart.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Absolutely. I'm excited to do that. As you all, our listeners that have been listening since November, you've been aware of the scholarship program and even the ability to participate in it. So that was very, very exciting. And we're going to actually list the people who won and where they're from. There were a total of 27 winners, and 24 people actually got $1,500 scholarships. I'm going to name those people right now. That's Benjamin Abay out of Livingston, New Jersey. Cole Bibby out of Allen, Texas. Zachary Bloomquist out of Houghton, Georgia. Howard Chin out of Walnut, California. Faheem Dyer out of Laurel, Maryland. Viola Fair out of Jamaica, New York. Austin Ficklin out of Bowie, Maryland. Ashley Frazier out of Richmond Hill, Georgia. David Gurgius out of Lute, Florida. Yiming Huang out of Dayton, Ohio. Amber Lewis out of Alpharetta, Georgia, and she actually was the number one winner last year. Mm-hmm. So she's won 2 years in a row and gotten some money from our Youth Financial Literacy Foundation. Congratulations. Michael Martinek out of Huto, Texas. David Metzger out of San Antonio, Texas. Reagan Murphy out of Saunderton, Pennsylvania. Kaya Pack out of Atlanta, Georgia. Matthew Pietro out of Troy, New York. Samaria Price out of Savannah, Georgia. Cameron Scott out of Cary, Illinois. Tiffany Sewell out of Newark, Delaware. Kimberly Shaw out of St. Louis, Missouri. Brady Thayer out of Draper, Utah. Daniel Thorpe out of Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And Christian Veland out of West Columbia, South Carolina. And Dustin Williams out of Upper Marlboro, Maryland. So those are the 24 that won $1,500 that will be sent to their university, college, or institution that they are attending or will be attending. And the final of the top three that won the contest are, and I'm going to go from the third winner was Ransom Cochran out of Holiday, Utah. He won $2,000. Trevor Jennings out of Albany, Maryland won $4,000. Number two. And number one was Miss Danielle Jeffords out of Danville, Virginia. She won $6,000. And she got flown to Las Vegas, Nevada to appear at our convention. And we were so, so, so excited. So excited. Weren't we, Leonette?
We were. I just want to take a step back. I believe Trevor Cochran out of Utah. Because he had a chance to, we Skyped him in. And what was telling to me, because, you know, we always ask, you and I both are from the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. So we always ask people, you know, were these things taught for you in school? Was financial education and literacy taught to you in any of the schools you went to? And the answer is typically no. And then what was telling for me, though, is that that was the same thing he said being in Utah, that they don't teach these type of principles in school. So it was really a learning experience for him. So what that tells me is from the East Coast to the West Coast and the North to the South, that this is something that is lacking for everyone in totality, the very thing that you need in life to help you progress and be prosperous and successful. You don't get those fundamental principles as you're coming through. You know, I always say with the writing, reading, and arithmetic, right?
That's
you don't
right.
get the principles that you're actually going to need as you go through life. So that was really telling for me. But the bigger thing, actually, with Miss Danielle Jeffords, it was which was so
phenomenal.
Exciting. Yes, she was, and it is really. You can overcome anything in life.
Yeah.
The thing about Danielle that literally, and I'm actually choking up a little bit as I think about it, because here's a young girl. She's, you know, 17 years old, and both of her parents have a health concern. You know, they've both been in and out of the hospital in the last year or so dealing with different levels of heart disease and diabetes. Mm-hmm. So. So she has been dealing with that as she's finishing up her last year of high school, preparing to go to college, you know, not knowing what's going to happen to her parents. And she literally poured all that out in her essay.
Yeah.
With that being said, you know, this young girl could put that aside, you know, and allow God to just guide her to get what she needed to go where she's trying to go, right? Because she needs that money to get into school. She needed that $6,000.
Sure.
So it just, yeah. as we move forward, as we talk to our listeners and the people that we know, is, you know, there are stumbling blocks for all of us. That's not ever going to stop, right? We're all going to have situations come up, but really
life
is
happens.
How, exactly, but really is how we respond to it that is a determining factor.
Okay.
You can really overcome anyway. And it was just, that was just so prevalent, just hearing her speak, even being on stage, you know.
Yeah.
When they pulled that big check out, she, give me my check. Like, she would get that money.
She worked for it, yes.
Exactly. I deserve that money. Give me that
that's
money.
Right.
So,
that's right.
So that was just really so touching for me. And I'm just going to put it out there, is I feel like Maryland showed up and showed out because of us.
We
promoted this the heck out of this scholarship program, because you always, and I don't know about you, but a lot of times it's kind of like the lottery. The scholarships go to people in places you never even heard of. You're like, that's a city in the United States? Where is it? So it's nice when you can see people getting awards and scholarships that are close to you and look like you, if that makes sense. So
all 27, there were 4 people from the Maryland area, and actually, with Danielle being the number one from the Virginia area, we still include that in the DMV, if you will. So,
absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And even Delaware, I mean, there are people that won. So it very touching. And we hope that listeners, we don't know everybody that listens, but we have been promoting this big time. And we hope that you send us a shout-out. Send it to lmmoney.com or text the word LM money to the number 76626, and let us know if that was somebody that you sent to the website to go, because we don't know everybody. You know, we've been blessing people as we go through, as our goal is, but we don't always know, and it would be nice to know, okay, if your name or somebody that you sent was on that list and won a scholarship there. Good stuff. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Leonette,
no,
but I did want to make sure that we put that out there. Yeah. And then, of course, Delaware. We even have some in Delaware, too.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that that's our neighboring state. That's like family as well. So
absolutely. And what we also want to say is that this scholarship happens yearly. Again, in 2014, we gave out $2,500. And then this year, we doubled that to $50. So the goal is just to go up, up, and up. So in December, when that scholarship period opens back up, you know, if you have anyone, that it is always going to be for high school seniors and college freshmen.
That's
so
right.
Keep that in mind, and because we want to give everybody money.
That's right. And it's actually November, so keep listening.
November.
Okay, it's November. Yeah, that is kicks off. So
perfect.
Yes,
it is.
Look out,
you know,
keep listening.
Just again, just seeing that and knowing what they learned to get those scholarships, like that everyone's a winner, because even if you didn't get money, you learned something. Like, you got principles that will carry you through life. So I'm always very excited about that.
For sure. And actually, on another show, we're actually going to go over the questions. We're going to do that in the coming weeks, is to go over the questions that were used, as we did on our earlier show from last year's contest. So because we found that a lot of adults, a lot of us that can't actually apply for the scholarship, we can't answer those questions.
Mm-hmm.
At 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years old,
mm-hmm.
we don't know the answer to those questions still, but we can help with educating, and that's what we're really, really big on and why we're even here. Yes.
Excellent. So
yes.
Speaking of education and being blessed, and I'm very
giving.
Excited. Yes, and giving. And we have a young lady that's coming on after the break that we are so excited to talk to and hear from. And we really feel like our audience is just going to get so many blessings from this. You guys, I don't know if you can hear the electricity in our voice, but
yes,
we just
listen.
Had some time to talk to this young lady earlier this week, and we're about to take some things to the next level. This scholarship program was nothing. Like, we are about to change some lives. So we will bring her on the other side of the break. So you guys sit and wait patiently, and we'll be back. You're on with Leonette and Monica.
Partners in crime.
All right. You are back on with Leonette and Monica.
Partners in crime.
And this segment of our show is brought to you by the Divine Order Network. And what do they do, Monica?
Yes, we show you how to put money back in your pockets. Anybody out there need more money in their pockets?
I feel like everybody needs more money in their pockets, honey.
How about that? So we say contact us at lmmoney.com. That's lmmoney.com. Or you can text the word LMMoney to the number 76626. Again, text LMMONEY to the number 76626. Back to you, Leonette.
All right. So, before we went to break, I said that I am super duper excited about this awesome lady that we are about to bring on. She has some things in store for us for the next 40 days that are going to take us to the next level. So I really want to kind of bring her on, but then I want to tell you about how everything works in divine order, okay?
That's
so we have a certified national health professional, speaker, author, and former psychologist, Dr. Celeste Owens. She's the co-founder of the Dr. Celeste Owens Ministry, who's calling hearts back to God through the process of surrender. In 2011, she published the 40-Day Surrender Fast, which is a devotional designed to help the reader develop a more intimate relationship with God. Since that time, thousands of people, through this process of fasting, have come to know their purpose, open businesses, recover from disease, and reconcile relationships. In her spare time, Dr. Celeste is actively involved in her local church and various other service organizations, where she volunteers her time and talents generously. She resides in the surrounding Washington metropolitan area, where her most important works are being wife to her husband of 13 years and mom to their two wonderful children. Dr. Celeste, are you on with us?
I'm here.
Dr. Celeste! Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning to everyone. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm excited. And you were just saying the scholarships are just the beginning. Yep. Eyes have not seen nor ears heard what God has in store for you all. But anyway, thank you for having me.
Exactly. So, Dr. Celeste, because, you know, we are the Divine Order Network, and we always say everything works in divine order. So I have to tell our audience how this all even came into being, okay? So Tracy Green, who is one of our phenomenal agents, he works in our office, Tracy and I, while we were in Las Vegas at convention, okay, we had a sidebar conversation that had absolutely nothing to do with us, right? So some stuff was going on, and we said, girl, we're not even going to deal with that. We're just going to move forward and have success in our lives. So I called Tracy last Saturday. This happened so quickly. I called her last Saturday, had a conversation with her, and she said, listen, I'm about to do this 40-day spiritual fast. I'm not thinking about that. And I said, well, can I do it with you? And she was like, yeah, of course you can. So just, you know, very matter-of-factly, I'm doing this fast, right? So I said, well, can you send me the information? So she texts both Monica and myself the information for the website. So Monica and I go and look at the information, and Monica actually literally dials in on Monday because she thought the fast started Monday morning, but that's a sidebar. We're not going to go there. So we look at the website, and we say, how can we be partners, though? You have partners to bring groups in, to bring this to the masses. So we're having a conversation like, wouldn't this be great for our team? But wait, wouldn't this be great for our listeners?
Yeah.
How about wouldn't this be great for everybody that we know? So exactly. We're literally on the phone Monday evening at like 8 o'clock, and Monica sends an email to Dr. Celeste. And Dr. Celeste is so on the spot that she sends us an email right back. So we're like, well, you're on the phone. And literally from Monday evening at 8 p.m. to this morning, this thing has morphed into something phenomenal. So literally, divine order is always at hand. So I just had to tell that story because, you know, the things sometimes that Satan means to be bad for you and for wrong, God means for good. So thank you so much just for being in your purpose, Dr. Celeste.
Amen. Yes, yes, yes. I love that story. And that's just how God works. He connects all the dots.
Yes. He does. Always. He does connect all the dots. Yes.
Always.
Yes. So, but I just kind of want to ask a couple of questions just to give our audience just an idea of what we're doing. So, it's called the 40-Day Surrender Fast. Dr. Celeste, what does it mean to surrender?
Surrender simply means to decide to eliminate or stop doing what I want to do and making God the center. Yeah, it's just that simple. You just decide that, you know, all those great plans you think you have, and some of them are, but if they're not lined up with God's will, you're willing to yield that thing and so that you can make God the center.
And I know, because I read your bio on your website, and I know that you are a cancer survivor, so congratulations to you.
Thank you.
But I know one of the things that was big for you was the way that you were eating.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to surrender because you were like, I survived this, but I was still putting junk into my body. So can you kind of talk about how surrendering the food you ate, how was that for you?
Yeah, absolutely. So this whole surrender thing came about, kind of fell in my lap inadvertently. You know how God will call you to something first before you are able to lead in something. He'll have you, do the thing that he's calling you to do first.
Oh, yes,
and that's the best sign of a leader who is willing to learn and grow and then lead other people into their growth experience. So I'm a 7-year cancer survivor, and just thanking God for all he did during that time, during that season when I was with doctors and doing chemo and radiation and surgery, all sorts of things I was doing to be healed. And I thank God that once I came through that experience, the spirit, you know, we have the spirit inside of us. That's what I love about us. We're mind, body, and spirit. And the spirit kept telling me, you need to stop eating the way you're eating. You're not eating correctly. You need to stop doing it. And, you know, I'll just ignore it. Oh, I don't want to hear that. I like my junk food. I like my chips. I like all my candy. I don't want to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to be one of the biggest junk food junkies. Like, I would eat cake and stuff before dinner. Like, it could take the place of my dinner. But then finally, I just heard God saying to me, I mean, I finally listened. God invites you to a bigger, better experience if you're willing to go there. And I was willing to go at that point, and I heard him say, okay. So I said, okay, I'm going to change up my diet. It ended up doing a 40-day fast. It wasn't what we know as a surrender fast. I just was willing to fast for 40 days and did what most people know as the Daniel fast, but I did it for 40 days as opposed to 21. And in the middle of that thing, somewhere around day 32, 33, I realized I had become a vegetarian because God had completely changed my palate. And since that time, I've just been eating good. You know, not perfect, definitely not, but eating pretty good. And even, in fact, became a certified natural health professional a couple of years ago and teaching other people how to heal the body naturally.
Awesome. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So would you consider, was that your surrender moment?
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. That was my, well, you know what? It was one of the layers of the process of the surrender moment, really.
Mm-hmm.
Because prior, right before that, you mentioned in the bio that I'm a former psychologist, so I no longer practice. However, at that point, I've been practicing 10 years, and in 2009, or late part of 2008, I had been on a national speaking platform. I was in private practice, had been doing 3 years of that. I was ministry leader at my church and writing for various magazines. And I just heard God tell me, stop doing everything. So that was the invitation to greater. That really was. And we all have those surrender moments. We all have those fork in the roads where God invites you to be in an amazing, have an amazing experience with Him and go on the most magnificent journey with Him. We all get the chance. We do. We all get the chance. And that was my chance. Says, stop doing everything you're doing. All of it. Everything. And
wow.
I was like,
thank
okay.
God you listened.
Mm-hmm. You know, after some debating, okay, I'm going to do it. And that was the start. So I stopped doing everything that I was doing, shut everything down. So in 2010, when I came home, that's when God invited me to fast some months later. And I did my first 40-day fast and became a vegetarian during that time.
Wow. It's as Monica said, thank God you listen, because, as you said, he calls us, but sometimes we don't always hear. So, and I think that kind of leads me to why do you think people find surrendering so challenging? Like, why is it so hard for us to hear that?
Yeah, because surrender, first off, it doesn't have a positive connotation in our culture. Because even when you think about the word surrender, people see it as negative, and they also see it as something that people who are weak do. Or people who are under submission to another person. So no one wants to be in a place where they're considered weak. So when you invite people to have a surrender experience, most people are pretty turned off by that. I tell you, even when they hear the word 40-day surrender fast, like, surrender, what? Well, who would do that? Those who have given their hearts to God, when you talk about surrendering to God, many people are challenged by that, and we know that because of the way they live their lives. They're not... they're hearers of the word, but they're not doers of the word a lot of times in all areas of their life. So surrender is challenging to people, but people don't realize that surrender has its benefits. And one of the things we say, we have our own language here in our surrender land, and we say that surrender advances you, and it advances you rapidly. The things that you haven't been able to do in years, I don't care how much more time you would have had to do it, you would have gone in a snail's pace. But the moment you say, okay, I surrender, God just sorts, he starts to escalate and accelerate the process. And I have tons of testimonies related to that, not just from me, but from all the others who have done the surrender fast. They've been able to do it almost in a nanosecond what they weren't able to do for years.
Wow, that's phenomenal. That is phenomenal. What I do want to say, because it is so important for us that our listeners are able to take advantage of this, we are actually doing a giveaway. Because there is the book that's associated, this phenomenal 40-day surrender fast book that's going to change all of our lives. So for our listeners, Monica, can you give them our website so they can go there?
Absolutely. Definitely you can go to www.lmmoney.com. That's lmmoney.com. And in the message section, we want you to actually put in the surrender fast. You put that in, and we would definitely get back to you with how you can get started and more information on that. So lmmoney.com, or text the word LMMONEY to the number 76626. Either way, we'll get you.
Excellent. And on the other side, because we're going to go to break, but we are going to be back with the phenomenal Dr. Celeste Owens to talk more about this 40-day surrender fast, because we are ready to make our 2015 much different than our 2014 and 2013 and 2012, aren't we?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
That's what it's
so,
about.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So you'll be back on with Leonette and Monica.
Partners in Shine.
All right, you're back on with Leonette and Monica,
Partners in Shine.
And we have the phenomenal Dr. Celeste Owens on with us, the author and founder of the 40-Day Surrender Fast. Dr. Celeste?
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
So I know that you, we had an opportunity to kind of talk about what surrender is and why it's so challenging. But let me ask you, why do you think that the act of surrendering is so important to God?
Yeah, you know what? I recently just had someone from our prayer team answer that question, which is interesting, because she said, I don't know if you all have heard of Gary Chapman and the Love Languages.
Mm-hmm.
And how each of them have a love language.
That.
And she was saying, because when you surrender, you are obedient. And there are so many scriptures that talk about the benefits associated with and the blessings associated with obedience. And she said that obedience is God's love language.
Mm.
Right.
That's right.
I thought that was so insightful. And I said, oh, when you think about, because think about when someone does something around your love language, how willing are you to go over and above what you would do because they're speaking your love language?
That's it.
That's
definitely,
amazing.
For sure.
I just, my head just popped off just now. Like, of course it is.
Yes.
Of course. Wow. That's amazing. That is amazing.
Absolutely. Mm.
And then not only that,
so profound.
Because God loves us so much, and it talks about in Jeremiah 29:11, he has such an awesome plan for us that when we are obedient, we walk ourselves into that awesome plan, and that pleases God because he wants nothing more than for us to live out the amazing plan that he has for us to do. And we only can do that through the process of surrender.
That's it. Real talk. That's it. Woo! That's so powerful, sister. That's so powerful.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we're dropping it on our folks today. This is keeping it real Wednesday for real, okay?
Yeah. Funny because we talk about finances and everything. And so what I think that's so really cool about this particular show is since November we've been talking about lots of things, and a lot of our listeners, they've called in, they've dialed in, but they haven't actually, the majority of them that we know are hurting and need what things that we've talked about, they have not been, they haven't pushed the button. They have not had the actually accepted the invitation, if you will, the call to action to do something to change their life. Because there was a financial piece associated with it, and they thought, you know, they didn't have it. So we're giving them something that there is no financial piece to it right now. But this will change all aspects, all areas of their lives right now. So we hope, listeners, that you're listening attentively, that you are ready to go and make a step and join us in this fast that starts, when does it start?
Yeah, Monday, February 23rd.
Monday. So it's not too late. Monday, it begins. And we're going to talk about, I know it's Wednesday, it's the pre-fast week, and I know there's some other questions, but I want to make sure if anybody has to jump off or anything that they know, jump off the show early, that we still start talking about, they can still participate.
That's right.
Because it's not too late. We want people to start reaching out to us at lmmoney.com so you can get what you need to get started for Monday. So this was the pre-fast week.
Exactly.
And I know we have some other questions we want to ask you that we're going to really talk about, Dr. Celeste. But this being such short notice, Leonette, as she shared the story, we got started in, less than 24 hours when we got word of it. And it was 48 hours that we were on the phone with you. And so we are registered and ready to go, thinking, you know, with short notice. But our listeners, they are 2 days behind us. Can you kind of guide them to what needs to be done to get started and just kind of the details of the fast?
Absolutely. So please. This is your first time hearing about the 4-day surrender fast, which starts this Monday, February 23rd. It's the right time for you to hear it because it's in divine order that you even are listening to this radio show today. So it's perfect timing. But we are in what we call the pre-fast preparation, which is really important because you need to prepare your mind for this 40-day experience. So during this week, you're not fasting, but you're preparing your mind to fast. So in the 40-day Surrender Fast devotional book, there are five chapters, the first five chapters of the book that you read this week. They're very short chapters. Don't worry if you don't like to read, but they're very short. And you read them and you answer the questions. And during this time, God's going to give you what you are to surrender. And it's not something that you're going to be like, oh, yay, that's so easy. No, not at all. But he's going to tell you what to surrender. And you have plenty of time to do that. You can, when you register, there'll be information about how you can even read, hopefully, how you can read this pre-fast online while you're waiting for your book. And you can also download the book as an e-book, and you'll just have it instantly, and you have it right before you. But again, the pre-fast is this week. Ideally, you will read one chapter a week, but if you start on Saturday, you read them all Saturday and Sunday, that's fine too. And then Monday the 1st is day one of the 40-day surrender fast. And let me say too that this fast is not all about food. It's about surrendering whatever shares part of your heart with God, and whatever might be keeping you from being fully connected to Him, so that you can hear what your purpose and plan is, what your next steps on the journey are. So whatever that thing is, it could be TV, it could be social media, it could be whatever. That's the thing you'll surrender for the 40 days.
Excellent. And I know with the fast that there is the morning prayer call that I think is the most phenomenal thing, because it's going to get your day started off right. Can you just talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely. So starting on Monday, Monica called this Monday, but it wasn't this Monday. Starting to
stay. Yes, sir. I was eager.
She was on it. She was ready. So starting this Monday, because we know how important it is to fast in community and to also have support during this time of fasting, we offer a morning prayer call that starts at 7 a.m. and ends by 7:20. It includes me doing a short teaching on our theme. Our theme is divine connections, which you see God is just divinely connecting us all over the place, including mm-hmm. my connection with Monica and Leonette. So we're going to be teaching on that theme. So I'll be teaching for about 7 minutes, and then our prayer team, a member of our prayer team, will pray for you on that day, and then you'll listen to a song, and you're on your way. If you cannot listen at 7, because we have people who call in from all over the place, California, they're 4-3 hours behind us, we record the calls, and you can listen anytime that day. So you're not going to lose out.
Wonderful. That's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. And, Monica, you'll give our listeners our website again?
Absolutely. So you want more information on how to get started and what to do, and you're going to go to www.lmmoney.com. That's lmmoney.com. We look forward to hearing from you as soon as possible.
Absolutely. And as soon as possible is so important, because we want to make sure that everyone is registered so that you're getting the correspondence from the 40-day surrender fast, as well as to make sure you have your book so you can get started effectively. So we are actually giving away. We're doing a giveaway of one of these great books. So, and it's going to be for the people that register first. So, again, go to our website, put your information in, and then we're going to send out Dr. Celeste's website. And then you guys will be able to get registered, and then she'll pick our giveaway. And someone is going to get a free book to change their life for the next 40 days. So I'm so excited about that.
We are excited about that, absolutely. So make sure you go to lmmoney.com, type in your information, your contact information. Make sure that you put your email address there, because we're going to email out everybody the information at the same time, right after the show, to give you opportunity to be able to be in the drawing for the free book that you'll need for the 40-day surrender fast. That's mm-hmm. right. And we do have a caller on the line, Miss Olivia. Do we have a caller? You all let me know.
Yep, I have a question Olivia. About your website.
Okay, Olivia?
Yes. I had a question about your website. I had problems
our website,
getting
the
website.
lmmoney.com.
Yeah. Does it have a black background?
A black background?
Yeah.
Do you see our picture when you go to that, Olivia?
No, that's not what came up.
So, no, you're not typing the right
it's
URL or link, if you will. It's www.LMMoney.com.
Okay, I want to make sure I do it right next time.
LM Money. You should see a picture, actually. It comes up with Leonette and Monica.
Okay.
And there's actually a page for you to type in all your contact information. There's a message box, so we want you to type in Surrender Fast. Okay? Okay. So I'm glad you tried to, and it didn't work. I'm glad you called in now because we want everybody to participate.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You got
very
that,
much.
Olivia? Did you leave your name and number with our board op, sweetie?
Yes, I did.
Okay, because if we don't see you come in, we're going to call you directly.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, all right.
We look
bye-bye.
Forward to your success in changing your life with the Surrender Fast.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Oh, see, our listeners know, our listeners are ready for a change. So,
That's right.
So let me ask you a question, Dr. Celeste. What activities do you offer to help people master surrender? You know, this is something new that's for most people. So what do you offer to help them with that?
Yeah, well, one of the things we offer, obviously, is this time of fasting because we, again, believe in the power of us coming together. As two or three are gathered together, God will be in the midst. And, you know, just power and community.
I'm sorry. I get excited. That's real. I love it.
It's right. It's the truth. And the enemy, he works in darkness. So he loves for us to be isolated and, you know, not connecting with other people because he knows he'll try to beat us down with the, what he can place in our minds. But when we're connected in community, we have the power to make radical change, not only in our lives, but those who are associated with us and in the world.
That's right.
So we certainly offer this experience, this time of fasting and support. But one of the things I'm passionate about, oh, my goodness, is health. Physical health and the connection between and people don't realize the deep connection between the spirit and the mind and how well our physical bodies do. By the time we're not physically well, there's already a problem in the mind and in the spirit. So we have to take it all the way back. So other ways that we teach people how to surrender is in their physical bodies and how they feed their physical bodies, nourish their bodies, and helping them to release whatever is hindering them from being their best physical selves. So,
Amazing.
Yes. We're getting to a break, it sounds like.
We are. Yeah, so we're going to finish this up on the other side because, you know, I just want to make sure that everyone knows to get started and where they can go and, you know, to let Dr. Celeste finish up. So we're going to be back on the other side. Lynette and Monica.
Partners in Shine.
You are back on with Leonette and Monica.
Partners in Shine.
And we have the phenomenal Dr. Celeste Owens on, the author of the 40-Day Spiritual Fast. Dr. Celeste?
Yes, I'm here.
Wonderful. I just wanted to, because I think you said a little bit earlier that this fast is not just about surrendering food. You know, our physical health is important, but what sort of things does God invite people to surrender?
Yeah, great question. When I did the 40-day fast, I mentioned to you guys just a moment ago in 2010 when God called me to my first 40-day fast, the first thing I surrendered, he had me surrender my diet. So that's the obvious thing to surrender, food. Most people associate fasting with food. Makes sense. But the second time he had me surrender that year, and I will say it was probably about May of that year, same year, 2010, he had me surrender selfishness. First of all, I was offended that I was called selfish, but secondly, that I had to surrender it. Like, okay. So he had me surrender selfishness. And what that meant, and you know what, you all, whenever he shows up to tell you what to surrender, you don't have to know what it looks like. Because that's our control nature trying to say, okay, so what is that going to look like exactly for 40 days? You don't have to know.
Right.
But he had me serve my family unselfishly, and it was fantastic. It wasn't easy, but it was what was needed for our family to grow and so that we can move into what God had for us to do. And then the third time I fasted that year, and you'll read this in the 40-Day Surrender Fast devotional, God had me surrender timidity and fear, and he kept instructing me as he did in Joshua, as he did for Joshua, to be bold and courageous. That's what he kept saying. Celeste, be bold and courageous. Be bold and courageous. And I'm like, no, I'm afraid of people, and I'm a people pleaser. I don't want to be bold and courageous. I just want to keep saying yes to everything. But I had to learn to say no, because if you're going to fulfill your divine plan and purpose, you're going to have to learn how to say no. You've got to be bold and courageous. So people give up all sort of things. So people give, I mean, I get like little secret emails where people are giving up pornography. People are giving up cigarette smoking. Some people are alcoholics. They're giving up their alcohol. All sorts of things. Social media, I mentioned earlier. People, oh, one lady gave up seconds. I thought that was so original of God.
Seconds?
She said because her heart belonged to seconds. She loved to eat a plate and get a second plate.
Wow.
She lived for that.
It
got to give up seconds.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, oh.
That's
but,
interesting
yeah,
because
God
one
unique.
Thing that, and I've been going through the pre-fast very, again, it's been a short thing, so I'm listening to God, but as I shared with Leonette late last night was one of the things that I'm giving up is starving myself because I don't eat. I'm one of those that does, eating is, it's like, why do I have to stop and do that? I have so many other things on my to-do list. And I will, when I realize I starve myself, so that's one of the things I'm going to surrender to him starting on February 23rd.
Wow.
So, wow, I put it out there publicly, listeners, okay? I'm going to need your help going through this. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's
so,
good.
Dr. Celeste, I just wanted to, because as you you said in the 40-day spiritual fast devotional, but in the journal. So can you just kind of tell us about the book that people are going to need to go along with the fast?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So we have a couple of different books. We have the 40-Day Surrender Fast Devotional. That's the one, that's the required reading that you need for the 40 days. And every chapter associated with the day that you're on for the fast, you will read that each day. So, of course, day one goes with day one and so on and so forth. You'll go through to the 40 days. But there also is a journal, because what people have found is that God starts to download so much in their spirit that the little bit of space I give them to write in the devotional is not sufficient. So then they end up writing in the journal, and the journal is outlined the same way. There's a devotional day for each day that you're fasting, and you'll just record your information there. But I'm also pleased to say that the entire family can fast. So we actually have our surrender fast, 40-day surrender fast for kids that I co-wrote my husband with my son AJ, who is now 10 years old. So you could get that for your children, and they could follow along for the fast just as you are.
Excellent. And AJ, thank you, AJ, for the co-write for children. I love that. But
yeah.
What I also want to talk about is, you know, our YFL, as we give away the scholarships, we took some time to talk about that early on, but we actually have a shopping portal that people can go to, and anything that they purchase, a percentage of it is actually donated to the YFL, and that money, again, will go to scholarships for our youth. So, Monica, can you just kind of go into that a little bit more about how they can get the book through us?
Definitely. So, kind of like what I did, I had an Amazon.com account already that I had been shopping through. And because of our Youth Financial Literacy Foundation, I was able to go and order my book online at the shopforyfl.foryourpeople.com. Because I am a Protection Plan member, I could just kind of go and click on that link, if you will, okay, and benefit our youth financial literacy for the scholarships we're giving away next year just by going and shopping. I mean, there's like hundreds of sites, almost thousands, that you shop from that if you just go through the portal that we just named, you can type in shopforyfl/myfes. No www. Just do shopforyfl/myfes to get to the portal to be able to go and if you buy from Amazon.com or Barnes and Noble's, any of those, you can order your book immediately. The great thing about Amazon is they'll send it in 2 business days, or actually, they include even Saturdays. I've gotten things for that. So if you are a Prime member with Amazon, any of that, you already have an account, you can still go and register under the Shop YFL website. And then you go to your Amazon.com account, and that's actually, Amazon has the best prices, I just want to tell you. And you can get it quicker, which is a great thing because this is Wednesday, and we want everybody to have their book before Monday, February 23rd, which is when the fast begins at 7 a.m.
Would you say it again? Shop for YFL, you said?
Shop for YFL. /myfes.
So shopforyfl.com/myfes. And what's great is that for our listeners that come to our website and put their information in, we're going to put all of that in the email so that they can have the correct website to go register, but also they can have our shopping portal so that as they're taking care of their family and buying stuff for their household, that they can still help the youth. So we're going to put that in the email that we send out to all of our listeners. Okay, sounds good. So,
absolutely.
So, Dr. Celeste, what I would love to hear is just what, as we close out the show, what type of breakthroughs and just people overcoming, like what have you seen? Can you give us some examples of what people experience on the other side of the 40-day surrender
fast? Yeah. And you know what's interesting? You don't have to wait to the other side. It's just when you show up with a yes that God shows up with what he has in store for you. And then it just gets better and better. And I'm not to say that the experience is not going to be challenging. It's going to have its challenges. But just stay tuned. It's really. So one person, her sister invited her to the fast and said, hey, why don't you surrender smoking? And she's like, oh, brother, are you serious? You know how many times I've tried to do this? I've done the patch. I've done, you know, all these different things that you do to try to stop smoking. Hers is like, no, this fast is powerful. Just say, tell God you're going to surrender smoking. She said that she got off the phone. She said, okay, I surrender smoking. She said the taste of cigarettes instantly went out of her mouth. And that was pre-fast, you all. And she hasn't smoked since. It's been years.
There
was another lady.
Yeah.
And then there was another lady who had, for about 5 years, had problems falling to sleep. And we have that problem in our society. People's brains don't turn off at the end of the night. They're just always on the go. And her brain wouldn't turn off, and she couldn't sleep. And she was taking all sort of prescription and non-prescription sleep aids to try to help her get some sleep. And she said God called her to the surrender fast, and she said, okay, God, I forget what she surrendered. It didn't even have to do with sleep, you all. She just surrendered whatever, and God told her the first night, and that's why obedience is so important. God told her the first day to surrender fast. Don't listen to the prayer call at 7 a.m. Listen to it before you go to sleep. So she would put it on 10 o'clock, whatever time she was going to bed. The first night she put the prayer on, she fell asleep and slept the entire night.
Wow.
Yeah, and has been sleeping since. I just saw her late last year. She's like, I'm still sleeping.
That's the beautiful thing about the 40 days. And you mentioned, you know, 21 days. You know, if you do something straight for 21 days, that's a habit. But, I mean, 40 days really locks it in. And there's so many people that continue it on. Like Tracy Green, who invited us, she shared with me that she's continued some of the things that she did with the fast last year this time. Mm-hmm. So we're so excited.
Yeah, no, and you know what? We say, and it said in the book as well, God gave it to me. It takes 21 days, yes, to break a habit, but it takes 40 days to break a stronghold. And those are the things that we're seeking God for, is to break
up
strongholds.
One more time, please.
40 days.
Repeat that. Our listeners need to hear it.
Celeste, can you repeat that? The 21 days to break a habit, but it takes
21 days to break a habit, but it takes 40 days to break a stronghold. So you all, if you've been held down by something for so long and you have no idea how to be free, the surrender fast will set you free.
Amen. What a wonderful way.
Absolutely. That's how we're going to end the show. The surrender fast will set you free. So you guys go to lmmoney.com, put your information in, and what's great is that you'll be able, once you register, that you'll be able to email Dr. Celeste with any questions, how it's going for you. And we just look forward to breaking strongholds and changing lives. So this is Leonette and Monica. And thank you so much, Dr. Celeste, for coming on with us
tonight.
Yes,
thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much.
You are doing phenomenal things. So we are so glad to be a part.
Yes.
So, Monica?
Yes.
Partner in
Shine? Yes. Partners in Shine. We'll be back Wednesday.